Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Seeking Truth with Pastor Linda. I am Valerie Burrell, and I know that Pastor Linda will be with us shortly. Want to thank you all for joining us today. I get excited. I do. When the Spirit of God begins to speak, and He doesn't speak to us it's not all the time that He'll speak to us. Days before, sometimes He speaks to us in the moment, and today is one of those days. Good morning, Pastor Linda. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you and everyone else? And I heard what you just said. You're right. When He speaks in the moment, sometimes it's even better because we don't have time to interfere with what He just told us.
No. And the question He just posed to me, sis, is, what He said to me, not that He asked me a question, but He said, check your transmission fluid.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Check your transmission fluid.
Well, you know, my mind started going to some places because my brother and a lot of my family members are mechanics. So I know a little bit about vehicles and what transmission fluid does. Oh my God. Okay, I'm ready to hear what the Lord is saying this morning.
Oh my God. Check your
get them gears working right.
So I'm not one, and I say good morning to each of our callers. Thank you so much for being with us today. For those who are in the chat room, God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us this morning. So for those who are not mechanically inclined, such as myself, I had to look up really what a transmission is for because I do understand that it is needed to shift gears. To shift the gears. It's used to push the engine's power to the wheels with the purpose of moving the vehicle ahead. This is what Jiffy Lube says. For a vehicle with manual transmission, you'll start in first gear, gain some speed, then shift to second gear and build up some more speed, etc. With an automatic transmission, the same process is applied with the assistance of a torque converter, which automates this acceleration and gearing process. Right there, I got excited. Oh, my God. Right there, I got excited and was thanking God for my automatic transmission.
Who is that? Okay, go ahead.
Ah!
No, I'm going to stop. I understand it because with the manual transmission, we shift the gears ourselves. So we had to feel when the car was ready to go into the next gear. So we were relying on ourselves. But
on
today,
ourselves.
Oh, my God. All right, go ahead.
It's the transmission plays a role for your vehicle. While the description of what a transmission does is inside, it enables cooling and lubrication, helping transmit force and pressure, and also preventing buildup, oh my God, by changing the transmission fluid on a regular basis. The fluid stays clean and will keep the transmission running smoothly. Hear this, old or dirty transmission fluid can lead to problems such as loss of acceleration, difficulties in gear shifting, and in worst case scenario, total transmission failure.
All right, now we're going to bring this one home.
Holy Spirit said this morning, check your transmission fluid. Oh, my goodness. And I go right back to this. Like I said, I'm so grateful. Because before I had knowledge of who I am, who I am for real, and who Jesus is for real, and the gift of the Holy Spirit for who he is for real, before I understood those things, I'm sure I'm like many who use a manual transmission. We were shifting gears based on what we felt. We were shifting gears based on what we heard. We were shifting gears based on what the person in the lane beside us was trying to do. You know, when they were beside you and they rocking and they putting their foot on the clutch and putting their foot on the gas and putting that, and you were like, oh, I can't let them outdo me. I'm going to take them. And so we started trying to shift. Because we wanted to be in a rightful place. But I'm grateful now, y'all, that I got an automatic transmission. What is that automatic transmission, sis? What is that
Holy
automatic
Spirit.
Transmission?
Yes.
Come on now.
He let us know when to shift. Because, see, if you run the car in second gear too long at that high speed, you're going to create problems. And it's not going to be able to go because it's ready to go to the next place, but we're holding it back. And so we do that in our lives, too, even now with Holy Spirit. When he's saying, let's go, let's move. You got to move from this place. You got to move forward. But we want to stay right there because it's revving up. It's revving up. We're ready to go because he is the one that's going to move it forward for us. Oh, my God. That's a good one today. That's a good one today. Checking your transmission fluid. Oh, my God.
Checking your transmission fluid. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, it's good. I mean, I don't know what the listeners are thinking. I don't know what's going through their mind right now. I wish I could see some of the faces because I know the wheels are turning
even as we are
hearing this and thinking about this. It's like if the Holy Spirit is saying, okay, now it's time to move. And when I say move, I meant to go to the next thing of what
next
he's telling us to
him.
Do.
Yes.
To speak the next word, to do the next word. Thing
yes.
To move to do the next action. Are
yes.
we doing it? Is it because we feel that it's not right?
Yeah.
Is it because of what we're feeling? Then we are not allowing the automatic transmission in us to have
what
his way.
To do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then it talked about the importance of the transmission fluid. Because it said, by changing the transmission fluid on a regular basis, the fluid stays clean and will keep the transmission running smoothly. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are y'all saying, Pastor Linda, about changing the transmission fluid on a regular basis? What are you saying?
Okay, so what they're saying then is the transmission is Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The fluid is what we put in us.
Yes.
Or what the word, the time of study, of meditation, of reading and hearing, those would be the fluids that we put in so that he can keep us going because he's only can use what we put in. He's going to bring that back to us.
Woo.
Yeah, what we allow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
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 When we surrender, we submit.
Yeah, we have to. We have to. We have to be willing to surrender. We have to be willing to submit. We have to remain teachable. We have to stay in the Word of God. We have to have a prayer life. Somebody has to forgive something or someone.
We
have to have a grateful heart. We got to be willing to serve. Come on.
That's
the
constant changing of the fluid.
Yes. That's what causes the fluid to stay clean. And to keep us lubricated.
Yeah, that's true.
To keep things running smoothly in our lives. Because we don't want old fluid. We don't want dirty fluid. We don't want to be contaminated with self-righteousness. We don't want to be contaminated with unforgiveness. We don't want to be contaminated with those things. But we want to be operating in the fruit of the Spirit. We want to be operating in those things that are of God so that we're able to have smooth transition and know when it's time for us to shift into the next gear, shift into the next assignment, shift into the next dimension of what it is that God has for us. So I'm saying again, y'all, while you're thinking about this, while you're hearing this, I believe it that the Holy Spirit is revealing things to you to make you recognize, wait a minute, you better check your fluid. Because somebody is saying this morning, God, I feel like I'm stuck. I don't feel like the gears are turning. I don't feel like I'm shifting. I don't feel like I'm moving. It may be because you've got dirty transmission fluid that's causing problems, that's causing you to have loss of acceleration so that you're not moving forward, not moving forward, not moving forward. That's why you're not shifting gears, because your discernment is off, because you've listened to the wrong voices and you're not being guided by the Spirit of God. That's why some of us have even had transmission failure where we feel stuck.
And you know, even now, I think what happened, I had some things in my car and my gear shift moved. And it took me out of the overdrive and put me into the other lower gear. And my car was, I kept hearing this. I said, "What? Wait a minute, something isn't right." It was moving, but it wasn't doing what it was. And
it
I realized, I looked down.
It wasn't in alignment.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, something had hit it. So I put it back into where it was, and boom, it went on like it should. So even now, where us having Holy Spirit, we can at some time just, and it doesn't mean that, I hate to use the word doing something wrong. It just sometimes is ready to make a shift and we aren't listening. We won't do it. When I say listening, we aren't doing it. Not even that we didn't hear. We've heard Holy Spirit speak, but we keep questioning because what we're doing feels good, feels right. It's moving, but it's not moving at the momentum that he would have us to move, because we're doing a good thing, but not the God thing.
Wow.
And you know, Jesus gave parables. He always used earthly stories to give that heavenly meaning, that true meaning. And that's what this is right now. We understand shifting. We understand gears and automatic and how our car moves and the transmission. We understand some of that. So right now, Apostle is bringing in the fact that, hey, the same way that happens, we need to do that in our lives. Same way it is with the car. A lot of us are going to make sure that the oil is changed, the transmission fluid is checked, and things are right. We need to do that with our lives.
Yes.
Because our lives have so much more value than that vehicle does.
Absolutely. Because it depreciates as soon as you drive off the lot.
Yeah. But we are always increasing. Not depreciating.
Our value. Our value increases. The more we understand the truth of who we are in him, the more we align with his will, plan, and purpose for our lives, the greater our value becomes.
Yeah. And our value is not based on what someone else is saying to us of who we are, but it is based on who God says we are, even before our birth. You know, a lot of times when, and I've heard this before, a lot of times when if someone was in an accident and they were injured or lost, and then a lot of times they assess that what they're going to pay that person based on what that life value would have been, say if they were some CEO of a company. But God doesn't put value on our life based on what we do. He values our life because it is a life. Because of his breath that he placed in us. Because he gave us life. He puts the same value on that life. Not whether I'm a doctor, lawyer, or a president. That's not the value that God places. He said, this is a life. I breathe the breath into that individual. So that life is just as important to me as any other life. No matter what you're doing.
My.
I think I got off a little bit, but hey,
No. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. I think that, you know, I think about when people get a new car, right? They get a new car, and they check in everything before they take a trip. They especially men who love their cars. Well, women do too.
Yeah,
but when they
clean.
Get that new car, they wiping it down, they checking the wheels, they keeping them clean, they checking the fluids, they making sure that everything is set when they're going to take a journey. We don't do that same thing. I got them. It's a, but who is being moved, and is it aiding them to go in the direction they need to go in? Our unwillingness to move hinders not just us, but often some connected or attached to us as well. That's good. But who is being moved, and is it aiding them to go in the direction that they need to go in? That's a good add-on, but that will take this conversation flying in another direction, because not only is that speaking to the transmission about moving in the right direction, but that's also looking at some other mechanical parts of that vehicle, because the transmission, as it says, it transfers engine power to the wheels for the purpose of moving ahead. But then you got to look at what's happening with the steering column and making sure that the steering is in the right place. That's checking on some more mechanical aspects of the vehicle. But we have to make sure that even as we're moving, as you stated, our unwillingness to move hinders not just us, but often some connected or attached to us as well. So if you're not checking your fluids and making sure that you're moving in the direction that Holy Spirit is sending you to, accelerating you to, not only is it a hindrance to you, but it may also be a hindrance to those that are connected to you. We have to understand our life is not our own. Our ministry is not our own. Nothing that we do is about us. It really is all about God and Him being glorified through our obedience and what He's tasked us to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Huh.
Yeah. And you ever seen a car sitting and somebody, and you might say, oh, what's wrong with that one? It needs a new transmission.
Right.
And if it needs, I mean, if the transmission ain't working, it ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. And how many times have you seen individuals, I mean, sometimes you've seen entire ministries going nowhere.
And it can look really good. I mean, it can look beautiful. I mean, it can look like a brand new vehicle. But if the transmission is gone,
it
ain't going nowhere.
They got the outward going good.
Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead.
The outward is good. It looks like it's going on. They got it going on.
Right.
So nobody is operating in purpose. Everybody is relying on the words that come out of the pastor's mouth. Nobody is engaging the Holy Spirit. Nobody is reading the word on their own to study and to show themselves approved. They wait for Wednesday and Sunday or Saturday or whatever day to hear what it is the preacher has to say, and they hold on to it for a few hours and it's gone. Nobody is praying. They have a form of godliness and they have no power. What? They have no power. Well, where's the power coming from? It's coming from the transmission that's gearing up the engine so that you're able to move.
Yeah. The interworkings.
Yeah.
It's off. Yeah.
And when they're not there, when that fluid is old and dirty, it causes problems. It keeps us from accelerating. It keeps us from shifting. And it'll shut us down if we don't take care of it. Now, I don't know about you all. I'm talking about me. But I've had times in my life and in my ministry and over these 20 years or so that I have my transmission failed. Can I be honest? My transmission failed. Because I was doing a manual shift. I was trying to operate what was taking place in my life and what was taking place in my ministry. I was trying to control that. And when I should have been shifting gears, I had my foot on the clutch and nothing was happening. And then when I went to shift, like you said, sis, you know, when you stay in second gear too long and the car is saying shift, 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 and you don't shift, after a while, it's gonna go bad. I've been in that place where I tried to manually do what I thought needed to be done based on what I was seeing in other people. And the Holy Spirit shut it down. I thank God that I came to myself. Woo! I thank God that I came to myself and I changed my fluids. I opened up my ears, I opened up my eyes, I opened up my understanding, and I got my transmission flushed. Because thank you, Holy Spirit. He said the transmission you thought was failed, but it wasn't. It needed to be overhauled. He said,
yeah,
I had to
do
some tweaking in it. I had to go in and do some tweaking because you had done damage out of your disobedience. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Washes our sins. White as
Hallelujah.
The blood came in on my situation, and it cleansed me, and it prepared me to move forward so that now I operate with the automatic transmission, the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of me. I activated that gift, and I allow it now to shift me and move me. Why? Because I have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Why? Now, because I'm in the Word. I'm studying the Word. I'm praying. I'm seeking His face. I'm not operating in self-righteousness. I'm not operating in unforgiveness. But I'm saying, here I am, Lord. Use me. And I've surrendered my will to Him. So now
Amen.
I can experience the smooth transitioning according to God's plan for my life. Woo! My brothers and sisters, check your transmission fluid. Check your transmission fluid. If you're feeling sluggish today, if you're feeling stagnant today, if you don't feel like you're in a place to shift, check your transmission fluid. Woo-hoo!
Bye, my, my.
Check your fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Check your fluid. Wow. If you have a question or a comment, certainly we welcome you to come in the room. We do have a few minutes. You can press one and we'll bring you live. Woo-hoo! Check your fluid. What do you think, sis?
Oh, I'm just listening. I'm thinking about the transmission fluid, and I'm thinking about life.
Yeah.
And the things that that we need to do and the things that we don't do and why.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about me.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Getting a good understanding. That Holy Spirit is there, ready, able, and willing. But as soon as we surrender to it and stop trying to shift it ourselves and allow Him to show us when to shift, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when someone is teaching you manual, that's how I learned the first drive.
I did
was a manual shift.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
was there saying, okay, now shift.
Yeah.
Because they could feel it. They knew.
Yeah.
And they were acting that way. You know, when we're children, we do as children do. But when we become adults, we
put away the childish things. And even
so.
As children, we relied on someone else to guide us.
We did.
But that's the purpose of studying and praying. Exactly.
And communing so that we can listen to the voice of God for ourselves. Because now we are accountable for what we do.
What are our listeners
thinking this morning? I would like to hear.
What are you thinking this morning? Oh, my goodness.
Come on, call them out. I want to know. We might have some more mechanics on the line.
We have some mechanics on the line. And everybody's going, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. I'm just grateful. I am so grateful to the Holy Spirit who, like I said, we didn't know what we were going to talk about this morning, but right before we came on, that's what He spoke. Check your transmission fluid. And I said, yes, sir. We'll talk
about it. These Saturday morning messages, we pray that they will be mind-provoking and thought-provoking and, you know, examination time for us to say, okay, Lord, you know, where am I here? What do you want? Can I learn anything from this? I think that is always good. The self-examination is always good.
Yeah,
if we do
absolutely.
That, we have to do that ourselves.
Yeah. It's good to get the word, but if you're not applying the word, if it's not changing you, then truly how effective is it?
Mm-hmm.
How effective is it if it's not making a difference in your life?
And we have to allow it to.
We do.
We have to submit, surrender.
Oh, and if we're not willing to, again, we need to check our fluid.
Yeah.
Because something's clogged up.
What are you putting in? What kind of transmission fluid are you putting in there?
Is
it the right weight? Is it the right weight for your particular engine?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. It'll sustain you, but is it going to increase the function?
Your ability.
Making it better?
Shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. To shift the way the Spirit of God desires.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I'm not calling them out. Amen. I know who you are. Amen. I bless God for everyone on the line. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. As Pastor Linda stated, it is our desire when we gather together on these Saturday mornings that the word that comes forth is a word to empower and provoke you to living your best life, provoking you to good works according to God's plan for your life. And so I pray that this message has sparked something in you to look at how you are navigating life, how you are allowing the automatic transmission, the Holy Spirit, to govern you and to aid you into shifting what it is that God wants for you in this hour. Does it mean that it's going to be comfortable all the time? No. Does it mean that you can take everybody with you? No. And yes, those are whole different conversations. But I just need you all to hear and to understand today that God wants to take us somewhere. He's ready to shift us in some areas of our lives. And he wanted this message to come before you all, to each of us today, to understand that there's some things that may get in the way that we have to take care of, because he wants to accelerate us. Do y'all understand acceleration? That's moving swiftly, moving, moving, moving. He wants to move us. He wants to shift us. He wants to put us in a different place.
Amen.
But we have to be prepared and willing to do it. Take your hands off the transmission. Let the automatic transmission do its work, but make sure it's lubricated with the aid of the Holy Spirit, with love, with patience, with kindness, with gentleness. Come on, let's make sure that we're operating in those things that will cause the Holy Spirit to do what he does in our lives without a problem.
Amen.
Without a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Woohoo. Ah, God, thank you. Pastor Linda, you want to pray us out this morning? Amen.
Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the gift of Holy Spirit, who is our guide and our teacher. And he is the one that transmits to us. And we just pray, Lord God, that we will continue to listen to the voice of Holy Spirit, that we will submit and surrender ourselves unto you, Lord God, because of your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness, oh God, towards us. We just give you thanks for it right now. We thank you because you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would always be there, that nothing could ever separate us from your love. We thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy that will follow us all the days of our lives. We praise and honor you for that. And even as we go forth through this weekend, Lord God, we thank you that we will continue to hear the voice. God, that we will continue to move when you say move. We will stop when you say stop. We will say only what you say to say. We praise you, Lord God. We glorify you and honor you in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Listeners, again, we thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Pastor Linda, for being with me again this week to bring forth this powerful message. Listeners, we ask that you join us again tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for a word of empowerment. We'll see what the Holy Spirit has in store for us then. Until so, know that we love you here at the Empowerment Place. We desire that every day you do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Enjoy the rest of your day. Until next time.